no time to dream or I change my mind. All I get around this time.
Trip back to Wyoming for that one, but thanks for hanging in there. It's kind of our Dixie Chick number.
Maybe we should record Cheyenne, and I know you've got some other out west songs. We're hoping to do like a kind of a upper Midwest, west of the upper Midwest.
We're hoping, well, any tour would be good. I'll go, you know, we'll go just about anywhere, but we'd like to make a prairie album, so I think that would be a lot of fun. We'll put that on there. A lot of prairie out in Wyoming. You know, the one thing about Wyoming, just me personally, I've been to a lot of states, and if I didn't know I was somewhere different, it just kind of all looks the same to me. But Wyoming looks different. You know you're in a different state. And we were so close last week. My husband and I camped out in the Black Hills. I went to school out in Spearfish and played for quite a few summers in a mountain music show in a place called The Fort. It was right down from Crazy Horse, and it was dinner and a show. And so I went there just, you know, my first year in college, and for the next 4 or 5 years, played out there every day from Memorial Day to Labor Day. And it was so special. And you know, I don't think people think much about the summer help there. Everybody goes out there and it's just a brief window of time when all of these people are together. And as soon as Labor Day rolls around, everybody leaves. And it's a little bit bittersweet. All those new friends you had, they're kind of all scattered like the summer wind. Anyway, I wrote a song about that. This is one called The Hills of South Dakota. And if you boys will indulge me, we'll try it.